Hey, everybody, welcome to Play This Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Carl Cerdella. I have another host. His name is Alex Waro.
Hey.
I have another host. His name is Jason Cross.
Hey.
We have three hosts.
Oh, my God.
Does that work? Is it like co-co-host and co-host?
Co-co-host.
We're all hosts.
We're all hosts.
We're all on the same
page. It's always you and me and some Alex.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It's an Alex.
It's like your snap.
We should just, we could just be like, and our other host, Alex, and it'll always be an Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
Some Alex.
We are Legion.
We are Legion, but we are also going to have guests again at some point. So
sure.
I'm going to start booking stuff next week, so hopefully you'll see that on the show.
If you want to be a guest, write to entertainment@techhive.com.
And are in the San Francisco area.
And give us a good reason.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Come on by.
Seriously, come on by.
We have a lot of things to talk about, mainly on my paper, piece of paper, because we really don't have many things overall.
I came with no paper, and I have plenty of things to talk about.
Oh,
you just
right
let
on
me know, we'll go.
I just, so I'm the
Let's go, yeah. I only
square,
have one thing to talk about, and you told me
paper.
I couldn't.
Hit it.
What? Did I, what? Oh yeah, we'll get back to that. I'm gonna start. I'll start with Diatropia, and then we'll do an Alex thing.
What's, okay.
Diatropia is on Netflix. It's
okay.
Depressing,
what
it,
is
but
it?
It's also a great documentary.
Okay.
It's basically on Detroit and the you know, abysmal kind of situation
dystopia,
they're in.
Yeah, Diatropia, Detroit. That's the
it's a very good name.
Portmanteau.
It's done well. It's done. It's edited really well. It's got some cool cinematography. It's also depressing, and it's kind of a quick, like, letter and explanation to people in America in general what happens when you get rid of the middle class or even like the lower yeah. middle class, and then just there's nothing. There's either rich people or just literally demolishing sections of the city
right.
and saying like, no, we failed that. That failed.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is in 1930, it was like the fastest growing city in America.
Yeah. Steel.
The cars and stuff like that. And now the biggest issue that I've watched so far, I didn't finish the documentary, the first half of it, is that, you know, one of the companies outsource the jobs to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just a sad day when, you know, this whole country is supposed to be founded on us doing stuff for ourselves and you know. So
yeah.
It's a downer, but it's also yeah. very important.
Sure.
And it's free if you have Netflix. So go and check it out, Diatropia. And it's also like kind of, it's just done really, really well. Like
how old is it?
I think it's pretty new because I just saw it in the new releases recently. So.
Okay. Well, sometimes they show up an instant, like a year or two later.
Right. It's not like it just added. Yeah. It's like new releases. So,
so
I
did
think
it
it's
go,
a newer...
do they go into the it's like Detroit's starting to kind of go through a little bit of a renaissance now where they said manufacturing is not going to be our economy. We're going to do all these incentives to get some tech companies in.
It seemed like that's where the documentary was going, but I didn't get to the end of that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's a silver lining at the end there, but still,
okay.
It's more, it's like, no, this is kind of bad, but
yeah.
you should know because it could happen to your city. I mean, you know,
right.
that's
yeah.
the thing.
Mm.
So, Diatropia, Netflix, check it out.
Okay.
Alex Waro.
I don't know that I will.
I know, you're like, I don't want
to be sounds really
depressed.
Important, but kind of a bummer.
A lot of stuff is, but
okay.
that's life.
Important
I'll soldier
things
through it.
Are sometimes bummers.
Oh,
right.
I love soldiering through it. I
yeah.
just love
that's
that
that's a
saying.
Good verb.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Alex Waro.
So I saw some stuff on Netflix as well in the last week or so that I think some of our listeners and you guys as well should listen
right.
and watch. Yeah.
Just listen to or watch? Both?
Well, both. I
okay.
mean, depends on the situation. One you should definitely watch is called John Dies at the End. Have you guys seen that?
I've heard about
oh, yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, I've heard of this.
So
yes.
everyone has heard about it.
yeah.
Nobody had seen it.
I had heard about it too. I had not heard that it had come to Netflix instant streaming until this weekend when I saw it just pop up and I was like, oh, everyone's talking about this movie. I should watch it.
I love that when that happens too. You're like, oh, there it is.
I recommend you guys watch it. It's pretty good. It's a really enjoyable. It seems to be shot. I don't know much about it. I came
but
in today unprepared.
John okay. dies at the end, correct?
Yes.
Or is that a spoiler?
What's the general genre or whatever of this?
So
what is
it's
the, what's this about?
That was a mystery to me as well. And after watching it, it's horror, but it's a horror comedy. It's a comedic horror. It's not, but not like Cabin in the Woods, where it's, you know, meta or anything. It's like a really just raunchy, and I mean raunchy in the way of like gross special effects, not
Shaun of the Dead kind of thing.
Yeah, mm. except even more kind of sinister than Shaun of the Dead. It's sort of like, it reminds me of a Kevin Smith movie in a way. You have these two dudes who are going on an adventure, mm-hmm. and they're tons of fun to watch, and they're very likable, and the dialogue is great, and the acting is pretty fun too. And it's kind of a surprising plot, so I recommend you all watch it. It is gross.
Okay.
There is a lot of weird, like Slither level gross.
Okay.
So,
and in the trailer, they don't really show much grossness.
No,
it's more like
that's
suspense.
Why, that's
and,
why
like,
it surprised
happening.
Me. And like, I kind of don't like movies that involve a lot of bugs and like weird squishy stuff. So that's
yeah.
kind of where this is coming from.
Don't okay. watch Naked Lunch, by the way. Though.
No.
Yeah. No.
Not do you know of it? Oh, yeah.
No.
Do yeah. watch. Oh. Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, you talked about it in this
yeah.
on the podcast. Yeah.
I still
yeah.
watch that show.
Speaking
I
of,
either.
Speaking of like comedic horror movies,
watch
that movie.
Watch
you
that.
Will love that movie.
Yeah.
So you recommend it. There it is. And it's on Netflix, so why not?
Yeah, it's a good movie, and I think we should support it. I didn't personally enjoy it as much because it was kind of gross, and I'm not super into horror comedy.
See, I'm not into the gross-out comedy either. I mean, gross-out horror stuff either. Well, but if it's funny enough then I'll or self-referential or whatever, then I'll
yeah.
get it.
And I will say the dialogue is good and snappy, and it does not play off the gross factor at all. The gross factor is purely to horrify you. Like, that's the horror part of the movie.
And there's no people that we would recognize in the movie, right? I feel like it was a bunch of new actors.
Yeah, I didn't recognize anybody.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Check it out. What's the other thing on Netflix you're into?
The A-Team.
Oh, yeah. So that's on there
The A-Team is streaming on Netflix, and it seems like the whole run of the show, but I could be wrong. That show was on for a while, I think.
Believe it or not, I only like a few seasons, probably.
Really?
Back then, I feel like back in the day, we didn't have like the Losts and the BSGs and those kind of things, and the Mad Men and the whatever.
A lot of sitcoms.
Tons of seasons.
A lot of sitcoms, they were just over. Stuff went 5 years or so.
Five? But
yeah, that wasn't uncommon.
Yeah, I feel like your Seinfelds and your Scrubs and your...
Well, Seinfeld's even later. I'm talking like 80s.
No, but even like MASH and stuff like that went...
Yeah, how long did MASH go for?
Six or
longer
seven
than
seasons.
The war.
Really?
Longer than the war, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
I think our time was compressed then, like our view of it, because we were young.
Different, yeah,
and,
brains.
And it kind of, we just kind of thought that it was over so soon or something. I don't know. It doesn't
That's an
seem,
interesting
I don't think
discussion.
It goes as far.
Well, you won't have that problem with the A-Team because each episode is almost an hour long, and they're
all is?
Yeah, they're all like 45 minutes long.
That our brains were different then,
right?
I do not remember them being that long.
No.
The pilot is the first two episodes, making it 2 hours long.
Right.
Oh my
it's
goodness!
Minus commercials, but
it's
yeah.
great.
And they put all that into one movie when they remade it.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the remake, which kind of bums me out. I kind of don't want to now though, because what I like about the A-Team is nothing to do with the actual A-Team. It's about how hokey 80s action TV was.
Yeah, it is the quintessential like. It is the action movie thing for the 80s. Like everything, a lot of other shows had all those elements of things in it, like Magnum PI and stuff. But they were like little elements and stuff like that. The A-Team was just that.
Yeah.
45 minutes every episode of exactly what 80s action was.
Yeah.
Like nothing but.
It's remarkable. Like six episodes, and I've only watched about six episodes or so, and I'd never seen it before. It basically came out like when I was being born. And so I saw half of one.
That.
I saw maybe even before I was born. And I saw half of one episode at my grandparents' house at some point, and that's all I'd ever seen of it.
Continue. Go to the next section.
And so we picked it up on Netflix Instant. It's streaming the first couple of seasons. And it's fantastic because every episode is the exact same formula.
Yes.
Like not just like here's a procedural with a B-plot and a twist. It's like they got to bust the dude out of the mental institute, and then they have to get B.A. onto a plane somehow, and then they have to stop the dudes. And then
he don't want to fly, and they have to stop. And there's always the car that jumps and flips to its side, like it was obviously
from
on a ramp.
From the first episode that
it was on
happens.
The ramp.
Yes. Yeah, on the ramp.
By the way, it reminded me of Dukes of Hazzard because there was always that jump in Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, okay, what's going to happen? Oh, they got to jump it.
Did you see what was the show where they made fun of that, where it's like, They land and it ruins their suspension and cracks their windshield every time. So they're like, they jump the creek and it just trashes
just
their
trashes
car.
It.
And then like the sheriff slowly rolls up on them and just arrests them because it's right there. And they do all of this to avoid like an $80 speeding ticket. So he's just just pay the ticket.
Knight Rider also did the jump. He had a special button, though. He pushed the
turbo
booster button.
He had a turbo button.
Yeah. And it jumped.
I've always wanted to see Knight Rider.
It's so interesting to listen to this podcast, actually, to listen to you.
Yeah.
To see how you see, like, to see the world through your eyes of, like, what is this crazy 80s action sitcom, Carlos? I'd have never, and we're like, and we, like, grew up with it. And it's like you're seeing it for the first time. It's crazy.
So, like, I was talking to a buddy of mine today, and they made the A-Team remake movie like a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And I actually don't want to see that because what entices me about this old A-Team TV that's now streaming on Netflix is not that it's good. It's that it's so emblematic of what TV was in, I think, the 80s, maybe the
70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 80s.
So that's what captures me. The actual story, I don't really care. But like the characters and watching in a weird meta way how the writers are going to get the story to work within that framework of, you know, mental institute.
So if you want another one that's fun in that same way, start watching the Magnum PIs. I don't know if they're. We'll hit Can I Stream It and see where you can watch them.
I'm not sure I'm man.
But that's another one that's like. It's the same formula every time.
Knight Rider's the same formula too. And Dukes of Hazzard, same formula.
Tune in every week.
Boss Hog, yeah. The one thing about A-Team I'll mention, and you'll probably notice or have noticed, no one shoots anybody. Everyone's a terrible shot.
Yeah.
Guns are going off everywhere, right? But people do not get shot. Like, oh my goodness, dude. Nothing's hurt. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Just like G.I. Joe.
You might as well just walk in the middle of the street and just the guns go near you. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Cars get run off the road. Everyone gets out.
Everyone's fine. So check that out. It's on Netflix. I want to say there's this YouTube, a couple YouTube videos I found, and they're by Pixels Per Second, which is a YouTube user's name.
Interesting.
First one is Matrix Retold by My Mom.
Oh, that was great. I saw that.
It's probably a little older or whatever, but I just finally saw
it. It's not that old.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's last couple weeks.
Amazing. And it sounds like my mom or a lot of our moms.
If you just Google that, then you'll find it.
You'll find it. Matrix Retold by My Mom.
Right.
It's basically, he did a really good job of editing, though. I mean, like, it's an awesome edit where, like, a lot of his mom says what's obviously, like, the incorrect version of how it happened, her mom-isms. And he, like, animates it and does really cool graphics with it. So it's awesome. Also, he has Star Wars Retold on that same channel.
Okay.
Which is funny. And then on his same channel, Mario Brothers indie film trailer. So it's like if Mario Brothers were an indie film.
Oh, cool.
It's done perfectly. Like, I would see that movie. Like, it seems like a movie.
I think I've seen that video. Is it kind of old?
That one's a little old. It's about a year old.
That was really
good,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This guy's awesome.
There's another one, not that guy, but there's another funny thing where a parent makes their 5 or 6 year old, their 5 or 6 year old watches Star Wars. And then retells, like, just at the dinner table, telling their, like, the story of Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hilarious. This little girl is super cute, and her perception of, like, what Star Wars is all about and everything is a riot.
Yeah.
So Google that one.
What's it, little girl retells Star Wars?
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes. I'll look for it, and we'll put it up there.
It's funny hearing other people's, like, thoughts of something.
Yeah. We should probably build, like, a Tech Hive YouTube like recommended list, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a
Spotify playlist. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we just say.
We can do it on our YouTube page.
Yeah. Do a little like recommended.
Oh, my goodness. We should totally do that.
It's like, so, here's other things that aren't ours that we recommend you
Alex
watch.
Alex Warrow. Great idea.
We will do that. Head to youtube.com/techhivetv.
Can you put.
And we will find a way to curate a list.
Can you put playlists on another playlist?
You can make a playlist out of other videos that aren't yours.
No, I mean, can you. On that playlist, can you say, oh, and watch this playlist too? You can't put a playlist on a playlist.
I don't know why you'd want to.
But on our channel, we can put a playlist.
Because the one other Alex talked about last week, Bravest Warriors, I started watching those, and there's a playlist. If you don't want the whole channel, there's a playlist of the episodes
that you
can do.
I don't think so.
So we could just put the first Bravest
Warriors. Put the first video, and they'll get it.
Yeah, that's good.
So we'll do that.
But go see that, Bravest Warriors.
I didn't see. Oh, man, I forgot to do it.
Oh, so good.
I'll do it.
I'd rather watch that than Avenger Time. It's funny.
Cool.
That's saying something.
I wanted to see if you guys played this yet. I just started at my desk before we got in here, because I guess I do that for work sometimes.
Sure.
Play games.
Living the dream.
On Steam, Starseed Pilgrim.
No, what?
No, you don't know it?
And I kind of don't want to talk too much about it, because I know that the big hook is that it's such a weird game to explore.
Okay, so I'll just give very simple pieces of it.
Yeah.
It feels like, how do I say this?
Well,
a braid or something.
Where can I get it, and what is it?
It's on Steam.
Yeah.
It's for Mac and PC. I'm playing on Mac.
Nice.
It's like a really simple. There's a bunch of blocks. It feels like a little bit of Minecraft where you can dig down.
Okay.
It's in the floating in space. I thought that's not the one that you were talking about. Yeah.
Nope.
This is really simplified. There's like just a block of blocks that you can kind of break if you push down. You can jump and move with your control. That's it.
Right.
And then you can plant things. And when you plant certain things. I don't know what planting really means yet. It makes new bricks, like different colored bricks, come out and make little platforms. It feels like Fez, kind of in a way, where the graphics, but not rotating 3D, but just kind of 2D.
Mm-hmm.
So the art's kind of like Fez and really simple little guy, like that ninja game. What's that little ninja game?
N plus.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's kind of small to see, you know?
Sure.
But basically, Jonathan Blow has a quote for the game, and he says, "As long as you still have questions, continue." Which is kind of very exciting to me. Like, it seems like you don't know what to do. I still don't. But I'm very interested in what is going to happen.
Yeah,
and
right.
It seems like there's goals. Like, there's a little area that you try to build to.
Okay.
But you really don't know why, when you put something down on another brick, why that's building these purple bricks. You're mm-hmm. like, yeah. what am I ha- what's happening? Okay. So it's addictive and I don't understand it.
So you still have questions.
I still have questions, so I'm going to continue.
Okay.
Starseed Pilgrim.
Okay.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Before I do another one, what did you have, Jason? You have the movie you want to talk about.
No, I didn't want to necessarily talk about it. But the only thing, like, this past week's been so busy, I haven't watched any real TV or streaming movies or videos except for some of the Bravest Warriors.
Bravest Warriors.
And which we talked about last week. And I went to see Iron Man 3, which is good.
I haven't seen it.
That's it.
Go ahead. Tell me how it is.
Oh.
I got it.
It's the end is a little bit, like, silly. Like, the whole last sequence of action sequence when, like, you know, it's like all the suits show up and it's nuts and it's like, meh. It's kind of like a bad video game. Before that, it's good. It's better than Iron Man 2 was. It's a good story up until that point.
Better than Iron Man 1?
No. I keep waiting for something to be Iron Man 1 again, and it's not going to be.
Because it was that moment, the first time you're like, whoa, this works. Robert Downey Jr., whoa, that works.
Yeah, and a lot of it hit in a lot of ways that you just can't put that lightning back in the bottle. But it's it's not that good, but it's good, worth seeing, even with the kind of silly ending.
Why do you guys think origin stories are always the best?
They're not always the best.
I disagree. I feel like the first Batman movie, so the second one with the Joker is an amazing piece of cinema.
Which one are we in? Tim Burton's.
Yeah, no, okay. No. Nolan's.
No,
the Joker.
But the first one is still my favorite, personally. Mm-hmm. And, like, first Iron Man is my favorite. So I guess what I'm saying is, why do I always like origin stories most?
That's the real question.
Because I won't presume to say that is the best, but I think it's the best.
Yeah. The original Tim Burton's Batman was the best of those Batmans.
Yeah, the first one for that was fantastic.
That was also because Jack Nicholson. And
yeah.
Man, that's such a good episode.
I don't know. I actually like the second one of those two.
What's the second one? Oh, Penguin.
Michelle Pfeiffer is and Catwoman. And the
it's not a bad movie, but Jack Nicholson is the Joker?
Yeah,
how do you
awesome.
Beat that? Yeah. My dad, by the
with
way,
Heath Ledger.
Quotes, yeah, it's great. And it's just definitely different.
Yes.
Because the Batman one was definitely Tim Burton. You think of Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
That's what that is. And by the way, it really did feel, and maybe because I was younger when I watched it, but it felt more like the comics that way.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, it felt like, ooh, this is whimsical. And, Tim Burton's very whimsical music, which sounds like that.
Just like that, yeah.
Danny Elfman's.
But my dad like quotes that movie all the time still. Like it's a big deal with him. Like he actually, back in the day when we had VHS tapes, would like record parts of Batman, like when it was back on television, and like just play it over and over again.
Just parts, not the whole thing.
Just parts.
Are you trying to say it's the best movie because your dad quotes it a lot?
Yep, pretty much.
Because my dad quotes Monty Python a lot, which.
Oh, that's good.
It is good, but it's also kind of a dad thing to do. Yeah. You know?
Dads, what are you going to do?
It's not my dad thing to do. This is a generational gap thing.
Speaking of dads.
I was more of the age of quoting Monty Python, so.
Fair enough.
Cheese. Wait, no. Sausage and spam, 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 sausage and spam, spam, eggs, sausage and spam, cheese and spam.
I read somewhere that, fun fact, like that may be the origination of the term spam in spam bots and spam mail is because back in the early computing.
They were all into Monty Python, and when you just have a whole bunch of the same thing, spam, 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 spam. That's why they called it spam. It's not. Yes. That
fun
is
fact.
Where it comes from.
Wow.
That'd be a fun fact right there.
I know.
Technology.
I've been discovering all these fun facts lately that have nothing to do with technology or anything. I found out why the Dodgers are the Dodgers.
Why?
Like, that's a weird one.
I want to know why.
You want to know?
I grew up with the Dodgers, yeah.
Okay. So the LA Dodgers, obviously, they were the Brooklyn Dodgers before.
Sure.
Back in the end of the 19th century, Brooklyn was not a borough of New York. It was its own city.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from New York disparagingly called the people from Brooklyn trolley dodgers because there were all these trolleys and stuff on the street.
Wow.
And that
damn
team,
trolley dodges.
The team from Brooklyn had their stadium burned down like twice. And after the second time when they rebuilt it and they renamed the team, they renamed them the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers. And then eventually it lost the trolley part and just became Brooklyn Dodgers and now L.A. Dodgers. But
that was funny.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'll edit that out.
Goes all the way back to trolley Dodgers. That's why.
You know who burned down those stadiums? Damn trolley Dodgers.
Damn trolley Dodgers.
I always thought it was like the Brooklyn Dodger was some like artful thief. Some child reference.
No.
He's dodging everything.
They're dodging trolleys on the street is what it is. Too many trolleys.
Hmm.
Well, this is a short episode because I think we're pretty much done. I'm definitely still playing Dishonored. I'm almost done. I'm really enjoying that game.
You know what I've been playing actually that was good is there's a game called Game Dev Tycoon. I think we talked about this on the
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Around the office, but we haven't talked about it on here.
We haven't?
No. So there's Game Dev Story, which may be what you're thinking of, the Kairosoft game on iPhone.
Oh, right? Tycoon is not mobile, or it is mobile?
It's not mobile. The Game Dev Story, which is the Kairosoft iPhone game and stuff, is awesome.
Which is brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yep. There's a game that's very much like that called Game Dev Tycoon. It adds on a couple other layers and stuff like that.
Not the same developer.
Copyright coming.
What's up with that?
Idea of a tycoon game.
And a game that where you're a game developer is not totally new. Anyways, it's out for Mac and PC and Windows 8 store. Mm-hmm. Not Windows Phone, Windows 8.
Nope.
No mobile on that yet. It's this $8 game that they made. But the trick to this that got them really popular all of a sudden was that they made a version that was going to be on all the Pirate Bay and stuff like that, the stealing version. They went ahead and seeded that quietly with a little change in it that after playing for a couple of hours, pirates start stealing your games in your game studio in the game. Mm-hmm. So that you start losing money and you can't make money on any of your games, no matter how good they are, in the game. So that all the pirates who stole Game Dev Tycoon start complaining about the piracy in the game and start going, can't I research DRM or something? Like, how do I get people to stop stealing my game? That only happens if you stole their game.
That's funny.
So that kind of blew up and it got spread all over the place and made this game real popular. I'm like, oh, I'll check this out. I love Game Dev Story. I'll try this out. It turns out at the beginning it's very much like Game Dev Story, and it gets a little different the further you go into it.
Yeah.
But it's super addictive, and it's really, really good and worth your $8. Like, cool. You'll really be glued to your computer just making one more game with your studio, researching the next engine development, because you can make your own, like, game engines.
Yeah, it's surprisingly crunchy. There's more systems involved.
There's more systems involved, more engines and stuff.
And there's a free demo. I don't have the website handy, but you just Google Game Dev Tycoon.
Greenheart Games is the guys who make it. Hmm. Just, like, two guys making their thing. But it's worth your $8, man.
Remember the movies? I always wanted that to be better. You know, like.
I love
because
the
you can actually. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I mean, it actually did show you the product at the end.
You're talking about the game.
Yes.
The game. Because I like the. Did you just mean like all the movies?
I was like, the movies like, about game.
You know, the
story.
Movies.
I was like, what?
I heard film, like moving pitches.
I always wanted them to be good.
I always wanted moving pitches to be good. They just aren't there yet. Mm. with Game Dev Story, like, I wanted, like, that game at the end. I wanted, like, I know it's not possible or takes too long, but to play the game or something.
Or like a little animation.
A little animation. Right. Just give me an animation. Guy run up and down if it's a platform or whatever.
There's achievements in Game Dev Tycoon, and there's hidden achievements for making games that were famous games through history.
Yeah.
And so the hint I'll give you is look at the posters on the wall in your thing. Like, look really close on them, and you'll see something that looks kind of like Doom. So you're like, oh, if I make the action game.
Right.
The action game that's like 3D and or whatever, and is for mature audiences for PC, and name it Doom, because you can name your games, right? Then you get an achievement and stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
And so there's several of those. Look throughout your thing, and you find all the
fun fact number two, by the way.
Yeah.
Or pro tip number two, whatever.
Pro tip. That's a pro tip.
I want the game though. You know, I remember the movies were really close. It was like, whoa, I get to see a little movie of what I just did.
I loved the movies.
That was a good game though, wasn't it?
Never played it.
Oh.
You know what they need to make? Another old strategy game they need to remake, and they need to make this for like iPad. Did you ever play Sim Golf?
Oh, nope. Yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Wait, when did we talk about it?
I think we talked about it in the office, but not on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love that game. I just found my copy of it, too, because I just moved. And I found it. I was like,
can you even
Sim
play it
Golf.
Anymore?
It's a CD-ROM. Yeah.
Why does everyone like Sim Golf so much?
Have you played it?
No.
Then shit it.
All right. We'll have it.
I have the CD. I'm going to give it to you.
Is it on Good Old Games?
I don't care. I have the CD. I'll bring it to the office.
Yeah, but does it run on today's computers at all?
It's a CD-ROM.
That doesn't
come
mean
on.
It runs.
It's probably not compatible.
It'll be compatible.
But
let's make a bet. I bet you it's compatible.
I bet it's not.
It's 2D.
I
work at a tech magazine. I can make it work, but like, I'd rather just get it on Gilead. I'll check and see
if it's on Good Games. I'm going to go buy it.
Yeah.
Either way.
And we're making a golf course.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada,
yada. It's awesome. And now I want to play it tonight. Actually, I'm
going
to install it on my PC.
I'm going and looking at Good Old Games right after this.
Sim Golf is so fun because you get to watch other people, like the little AI guys, play your hole.
Yeah.
Like, you make the hole and that you watch how they're playing it.
They're
like,
making a whole golf course.
That's fun.
It's so fun.
I mean, it's fun, but why is that more fun than Sim Hospital or Sim?
Because you watch.
It is. I don't know why. It is.
I mean, I do like golf games
like
too, but
seeing the little guys like swing their little pixel clubs, and then when the hole goes in, they like cheer, and it's all in Simlish.
But then
when you do it,
you make a terrible course for them or something like really hard, and they're like, they're just like pissed because they keep getting into the woods. You're like, you made it really.
The real trick is to make a golf course that looks difficult, but people are successful on it. Like it's easier than it looks.
Right.
So people always think that they're playing this great round of golf. And of course, it has to have the right decorations and all this other stuff. And you have to balance the budget and all that. It's
so
a good strategy game.
What happens if while one young country club goer is playing through, if I just jump into my terrain editing mode and like put water all around
him? I think
him?
It pauses the game. I can't remember now, but I think it pauses the game.
While he's mid-stroke, and then I put water all around him, so he's on an island and he can't escape and he dies.
No, I don't. Actually think you can edit the holes that are being played. You have to like open each hole, close a hole, and then the people just disappear off of it.
Okay,
something like that. It's not quite like The Sims where you can
play
like
anymore.
By the way, that's
I can't violence my guys.
I know.
I don't want to play.
It's a good segue for maybe the last topic. Sims 4 is coming out. We got the announcement or whatever. And, you know, my big joke, and I think I'm going to do a joke on TechWatch about, you know, with SimCity's launch, is it going to be that bad
online
of a launch or something?
And all that stuff.
But that reminds me of what you said. Mm-hmm. The first thing I did in Sims 1, I think, when it first came out, was I immediately put my guy in the middle of the room and, you know, barricaded him in and see what would happen. And he peed himself and died.
Right.
What is that? Oh, you're vining it? Did you just vine me?
I guess I did. I didn't want you to stop talking.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. I broke the flow.
You did break the flow.
Up. I'm sorry. I messed everything up.
It's okay. Yeah. Do a vine.
We're going to bleep you now. You also had a bleep word.
Who said that? You did?
Nobody said that.
You said a bleep word?
No, I would never.
You being said a bleep word? What the man?
Carlos, I would never do that to you.
Dude, bleep you.
I know you have to edit.
I do have to bleep and edit this.
I'm sorry.
Now I want to bleep and say like this all the time. Okay, so my last thing was, I killed the Sim immediately.
Yeah,
by trying all the things.
Sure. I haven't played the Sim since like the original. Have you guys played the latest ones?
I played them all.
I think I played them all.
Sure.
Sims
3 is good.
What changed?
The biggest change through like Sims 3 and stuff is that they give you kind of life objectives, short-term life objectives.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And also be able to go to like the like outside of your house was one of the first initial changes I liked.
Yeah, there's a whole downtown area and all
move
this
around,
stuff.
Yeah.
And you get jobs and stuff, but your Sim has personal goals for like, I want to get a promotion, I want to date this girl, I want to whatever. So they give you all these short-term like objectives to get to, and they give your Sim accomplishment.
I think I did play the third one at Friends House.
That's three.
Like,
yeah.
Wasn't there also like a 30-day age limit, and then you would age into old age?
Basically.
You can turn that off, though.
You can turn it off, and there was a fruit you could grow that would like keep you from aging.
That's right, yeah.
Like the life fruit.
Where's that, by the way?
It's a life fruit.
In real
you
life.
Grow the life
no,
fruit.
In real life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We have them on Fridays.
Yeah.
Part of the breakfast.
You don't get to know.
Okay. I think on that note, we're done. You should tweet us. Onawa, O-N-A-W-A is me. Alex Waro is.
I'm at AWARO.
Yeah, and I'm at JasonCross00.
That's you. I just tweeted out Alex Waro playing with some Nero Brain stuff.
That was really embarrassing.
It's on the Twitter, so go look at that.
Yeah.
He was arm wrestling virtually.
I lost.
Our email is entertainment@techhive.com. And that's all. Do these protons make my mass look big? Is what his t-shirt says, Jason Cross's t-shirt.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye. Goodbye.